The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This week, Millie and Coco. Millie and Coco tells the story of a little mouse named Millie. In the house where she lives, there's a new pet cat, Coco. When Millie looks out of her little mouse hole, she always sees Coco eating. And Millie knows that cats eat little mice. That's what they were in the stories that her mummy used to read her. Poor Millie is terrified that Coco will eat her. What she doesn't expect is that the two of them might become friends.
On the cover, an orange cat is curled up asleep on its name in the title, Coco, and a brown mouse peeks out from behind the M in its name, Millie. The title is Millie and Coco. Don't let first impressions eat you up, by Alex MacDonald. Bilingual. En la portada, un gato naranja está acurrucado, dormido sobre su nombre en el título, Coco, y un ratón marrón se asoma por detrás de la M de su nombre, Millie. El título es Millie y Coco. No dejes que las primeras impresiones te coman. Por Alex MacDonald, bilingüe. Behind the wall in a house, a brown mouse with pink ears lies curled up and asleep on a blue cushion, clutching a little stuffed mouse in her paws. The doorway, a hole in the baseboard, is covered with a yellow curtain. Books are lined up on the floor under a wall clock, and nearby, a portrait of five mice in a round frame decorates the wall, and a globe sits on the floor beneath. Detrás de la pared de una casa, un ratón marrón con orejas rosas yace acurrucado y dormido sobre un cojín azul, agarrando un pequeño ratón de peluche en sus patas. La entrada, un agujero en el rodapié, está cubierta con una cortina amarilla. Los libros están alineados en el piso, debajo de un reloj de pared, y cerca, un retrato de cinco ratones en un marco redondo decora la pared, y un globo terráqueo se sienta en el piso debajo.
Snoring softly, Millie the mouse is about to wake up in her snug little house. She would have liked to sleep some more, but someone is shouting, Coco, outside her front door. Millie, la pequeña ratoncita, duerme tan a gusto en su casita. De repente, algo la despierta. Están gritando, Coco, al lado de su puerta. Sleepily, Millie pokes out her head and yawns. What got me out of bed? What a fright! Millie turns pale when she sees it's a cat eating a rat's tail.
Millie's mouth is open in distress as she sees the pleased-looking cat, Coco, who has a tail-like object dangling from her mouth.
Medio dormida, asoma la cabeza. ¿Quién me ha despertado? Millie bosteza. ¡Qué susto! ¡Es una gata! ¡Comiendo la cola de una rata!
La boca de Millie está abierta por la angustia cuando ve a la gata de aspecto complacido, Coco, que tiene un objeto con forma de cola colgando de su boca.
¿Did you give Coco your spaghetti? ¿Le has dado a Coco tu espaguetis?
Millie knows that cats aren't nice. They chase and catch and eat little mice. They were in the stories her mummy read, before saying, "Sweet dreams, little mice. Now to bed."
A mother mouse reads from a book as two small mice clutch their stuffed animals and listen with eyes wide open. Pictured in a thought bubble is the orange cat with her fangs bared.
Milly sabe que los gatos son matones. Persiguen, atrapan y comen los ratones. Así eran en sus cuentos favoritos que su mamá les contaba cuando eran pequeñitos.
Un madre ratón lee un libro mientras dos pequeños ratones agarran sus animales de peluche y escuchan con los ojos bien abiertos. Representado en una burbuja de pensamiento está el gato naranja con sus colmillos al descubierto.
The next day, Millie's tummy is rumbling, but outside, the cat is eating something. She tries to read what it says on the side.
M-O-U-S mouse!
She cries, terrified.
The red and white pot that Coco eats from, slurping the food with her pink tongue, spells M-O-U-S-S-E. Moose.
Al día siguiente, Millie dice, "Hoy salgo." Pero ahí está la gata comiendo algo. ¿Qué es? Millie intenta leerlo. Dice, "Mouse. Ratón."
No puede creerlo.
La olla roja y blanca, de la que come Coco, sorbiendo la comida con su lengua rosada, deletrea M-O-U-S-S-E, moose.
Don't give Coco your pudding, dear.
No le des a Coco tu postre, cariño.
Millie holds her stuffed mouse tight, her mouth open in a little O shape. She thinks of Coco with a mouse in her mouth and a container that has mouse spelled M-O-U-S-E on its side. Millie sostiene con fuerza su ratón de peluche, con la boca abierta en forma de O. Ella piensa en Coco con un ratón en la boca y un recipiente que tiene mouse deletreado M-O-U-S-E en un costado.
If Millie could read better, she'd know that mouse has one less letter. It wasn't a rodent, as to Millie it did seem, but a dessert of chocolate, egg, and cream.
Si Millie leyera inglés como lo habla, sabría que mouse es otra palabra. Era mousse lo que comía la gata. Un postre de chocolate, huevo y nata.
Millie thinks, "What can I do? If I go out, then she'll eat me too. In my house, I'll have to stay until the feline has gone away."
In the kitchen, Millie stands in the doorway in the baseboard and watches a man in a purple shirt, blue pants, and black shoes coaxing the orange cat to eat from the blue bowl on the floor marked Coco.
Millie piensa, ¿qué voy a hacer? Si salgo, el feline me va a comer. Espero que no pase mucho rato hasta que se vaya ese gato.
En la cocina, Millie se para en la puerta del rodapié y observa a un hombre con una camisa morada, pantalones azules y zapatos negros que persuade a la gata anaranjada para que come del tazón azul en el piso, marcado como Coco.
The next morning, the moment's right for Millie to look for a breakfast bite. Under the table, she finds cheese and bread. But wait, what's that noise above her head?
From under the table, Millie holds a crumb of food and looks upward.
Por la mañana es un momento oportuno cuando no está la gata para buscar el desayuno. Debajo de la mesa hay pan y queso, pero oye un ruido arriba. ¿Qué es eso?
De debajo de la mesa, Millie sostiene una miga de comida y mira hacia arriba.
Curious, to the table she climbs and smiles when she sees the surprise. It's the cat, distressed in a box, trapped by the lure of yummy pops.
Coco, the cat, has a red cereal box upside down over her head and over most of her body.
Curiosa, sube a la mesa y sonríe al ver la sorpresa. Es la gata, desesperada. Parece que está atrapada.
Coco, la gata, tiene una caja de cereal roja boca abajo sobre su cabeza y sobre la mayor parte de su cuerpo.
What would you do if you saw the cat stuck? Stick out your tongue? Rasp! Rotten luck! But not Millie. She feels bad for the cat. She thinks, I can't leave her here like that.
Millie the mouse sits on the table near the cat with the box over her head.
¿Y si tú fueras Millie, qué harías? ¿Sacar la lengua? ¿Te burlarías? Pero Millie no es así. Ella piensa, no puedo dejarla aquí.
Millie, el ratón, se sienta en la mesa cerca de la gata con la caja sobre su cabeza.
Although Millie is filled with doubt, she decides to help the cat out. Tugging hard to get Coco free, Millie hopes she'll have time to flee.
Millie grits her teeth and closes her eyes while pulling the box off the cat's head.
Aunque Millie vacila y duda, decide que la gata necesita ayuda. Con toda su fuerza la intenta sacar y espera luego poder escapar.
Millie aprieta los dientes y cierra los ojos mientras que quita la caja de la cabeza de la gata.
But for poor Millie, it's too late. She's been caught and there's no escape. The cat smiles, opening her whole mouth. What a relief. She says, at last I'm out.
The orange and white cat, Coco, smiles as her foot steps on the tail of Millie the mouse on the table in front of her. Millie cringes.
Pero demasiado tarde. La tiene cogida. Para la pobre Millie, no hay salida. La gata sonríe. Abre la boca entera. ¡Qué alivio! Dice, por fin estoy fuera.
La gata anaranjada y blanca, Coco, sonríe cuando su pie pisa la cola de Millie the Mouse en la mesa enfrente de ella. Millie se encoge.
Please don't eat me,
begs Millie.
Millie holds her paws over her eyes, hiding behind them.
No me comas, por favor,
Millie suplica.
Millie sostiene sus patas sobre sus ojos, escondiéndose detrás de ellas.
What? Says Coco. Don't be silly. I'm vegetarian. I don't eat meat. It's pasta, puddings, and veggies I eat.
Millie uncovers one eye and peers up at Coco.
¿Qué? Dice Coco. No seas ridícula. Soy vegetariana.
No como animales. Me gusta comer pasta, postres y vegetales.
Millie se descubre un ojo y mira a Coco.
I don't believe you, says Millie. No way, because I saw you eating tails the other day.
Eating tails? Says Coco. A few days ago? No, it was spaghetti with tomato.
Pues este ratón, dice Millie, no se fía porque te vi comer una cola el otro día.
¿Una cola? Dice Coco. ¡Qué disparate! Eran espaguetis con tomate. Millie insists.
Then you ate mouse in a pot.
You mean moose? Says Coco, laughing a lot.
The container does indeed say M-O-U-S-S-E, moose, on it.
Millie insiste.
Y luego mouse, un ratón.
¿Quieres decir moose? Coco se ríe un montón.
El contenedor, de hecho, dice M-O-U-S-S-E, moose, en él.
Come, try some. It's very yummy. And it sounds like you need something for your tummy.
Millie holds her front paws over her tummy that is making a noise.
Don't be scared. I'm really quite nice. I promise I would never eat any mice. Ven, pruébalo. Está muy bueno. Y parece que tu estómago necesita estar lleno.
Millie sostiene sus patas delanteras sobre su barriga, que está haciendo un ruido.
Soy bastante maja. No hay nada que temer. Te lo prometo. Un ratón nunca podré comer.
Later, on the sofa, happily munching together, Coco said,
A toast to friends forever.
Millie raised her paw and said,
Cheers to that!
And was very happy to have met Coco the cat.
Coco holds her moose, and Millie raises a yellow piece of cheese in a toast as they both smile.
Luego, en el sofá, comiendo felizmente, Coco dijo, Un brindis, amigas para siempre.
Chin, chin,
dijo Millie, brindando con una pata. Contenta de haber conocido a Coco la gata.
Coco sostiene su mousse y Millie levanta un trozo de queso amarillo en un brindis, mientras ambas sonríen.
Who ate all the mousse?
The smiles on the new friends' faces fade.
¿Quién se comió todo el mousse?
Las sonrisas en los rostros de las nuevas amigas se desvanecen.
This has been Millie and Coco. Don't let first impressions eat you up. Written by Alex McDonald. Narrated by Nefertiti Matos Olivares. Audio description narrated by Gary Tiedemann and written by Bonnie Barlow. Music by Kevin MacLeod. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard.